to be wrong with infinite precision. We harbor a crippling dislike for the abstract. One day in December 2003, when Saddam Hussein was captured, Bloomberg News flashed the following headline at 13:01. U.S. Treasuries rise. Hussein capture may not curb terrorism. Whenever there is a market move, the news media feel obligated to give the reason. Half an hour later, they had to issue a new headline. As these U.S. Treasury bonds fell in price, they fluctuate all day long, so there was nothing special about that, Bloomberg News had a new reason for the fall. Saddam's capture. The same Saddam. At 13:31, they issued the next bulletin. U.S. Treasuries fall. Hussein capture boosts allure of risky assets. So it was the same capture, the cause, explaining one event and its exact opposite. Clearly, this can't be. These two facts cannot be linked. Do media journalists repair to the nurse's office every morning to get their daily dopamine injection so they can narrate better? Note the irony that the word dope, used to designate the illegal drugs athletes take to improve performance, has the same root as dopamine. It happens all the time. A cause is proposed to make you swallow the news and make matters more concrete. After a candidate's defeat in an election, you will be supplied with the cause of the voter's disgruntlement. Any conceivable cause can do. The media, however, go to great lengths to make the process thorough with their armies of fact-checkers. It's as if they wanted to be wrong with infinite precision, instead of accepting being approximately right, like a fable writer. Note that in the absence of any other information about a person you encounter, you tend to fall back on her nationality and background as a salient attribute, as the Italian scholar did with me. How do I know that this attribution to the background is bogus? I did my own empirical test by checking how many traders with my background who experienced the same war became skeptical empiricists and found none out of 26. This nationality business helps you make a great story and satisfies your hunger for ascription of causes. It seems to be the dump site where all explanations go until one can ferret out a more obvious one, such as, say, some evolutionary argument that makes sense. Indeed, people tend to fool themselves with their self-narrative of national identity, which in a breakthrough paper in Science by 65 authors was shown to be a total fiction.